Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh, come on!
I hate when my husband works late, being at home, alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid, then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels. Until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right into our budget, and I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint, and it's made all the difference.
Call now. Not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,500 worth of Vivint security cameras and equipment today at no charge. Seriously, $1,500. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Call 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. 877-776-3430. Restrictions apply. 48 or 60 month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh, come on. Yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh, come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh, come on, yeah. What's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh, come on. JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the Holy Scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mentioning this Yahushua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he sent somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man, you thinking that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook. Minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spitting disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. We praising Yahweh, come on, yeah. What's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yah once again for bringing us to another week, through another week, all the way unto this very day, very second, very hour, bringing us through all these trials and tribulations to hear another program of Nothing But the Truth. My name is Moray Yeshaya Ben Yisrael, out of the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina. And as I state every week and let all our brothers and sisters know, that all you're going to hear on this program is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. For the mighty Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you the truth. And we have another great program for you tonight. But before I get into our lesson for tonight, again, once again, I praise the mighty Yah, who is all our Elohim, who is the creator of all, just by saying hallelujah. You can't praise Yah enough. I wish we can praise him every second of the day, because he's worthy to be praised. But I also want to acknowledge the beautiful brothers and sisters that call into the program and that's listening by the way of internet. I praise the mighty Yah for you all, for your support. Now praise the mighty Yah for your diligence and your commitment to his word. Well, I know you're not calling the program or listening by the way of internet just to appease me. I know what you want, and you want the divine words of the Most High. And this is what I will give you, the Creator's word. So I thank you all for your commitment and your support. If for one reason or another you think or believe or have a suspicion that I'm not telling you the truth or these words that I speak are not divine, give me a call and we will talk about it. Also, I want to let all our brothers and sisters know, please take a minute out of your busy schedules and go to the website. Our website is World Gathering Yisrael. WorldGatheringYisrael.org. And when you go to the website, you will see our conference letter and the conference information that we have for our upcoming conference. And I want you to go ahead and make your reservations at ASAP as soon as you can, as soon as possible, so that we can go ahead and prepare for this year's conference. Of course, this year's conference will be held in Cincinnati, Ohio, the third weekend of July. And at this conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, we will be dealing with a very significant matter, a matter that is vitally important to all the brothers and sisters that's listening and those that are not listening. It's vitally important to Israel. And this subject matter that we'll be dealing with is seeking Yah, seeking Yah righteousness, and seeking meekness, as the Almighty mandated we should do once we gather ourselves together. And we are reaching out to the various elders, various leaders, various congregations, Knessets, to let them know what our plans are, that they might pair to join us in this important endeavor. So please go to the website, World Gathering Yisrael, and get all the information. Of course, if you need to talk to me and call me, you can, 919-931-6216. As stated before, we have another beautiful program for you tonight. And our program tonight will be on the law, keeping the law. Of course, the word law comes from the Hebrew word Torah. And the word Torah simply means instructions. So when the Almighty commands his people to keep his law, what the Creator is really commanding his people to do is to keep his instructions. And what are his instructions? His instructions are his word. Every time the Almighty speaks to us, he is instructing us. And so, in his instructions, these instructions become law. But we have some in our own community, the Israelite community, who teach that we can't keep the law. And what they're really telling you is that we can't keep Yahweh's instructions. And I want to know why. Why can't you keep his instructions? If you have sons and daughters, can they keep your instructions? And if they can keep your instructions, why can't you keep Yahweh's instructions? Since you are a son or a daughter of Yahweh. Then, of course, we have those and others who have taken hold to other religions, Christian community and the Islamic community, who teach either that Yahweh instructions, which is his law, are done away with. And then you have those who teach we're not under the law, or these laws are grievous and we don't have to do them. Or there's some instructions that's better than what the Almighty himself gave us. We're going to explore these things tonight. Because I teach that we can keep all of Yahweh's laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And I also teach that Yahweh commanded us to keep all his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And if there's a commandment, a statute, a judgment that you feel we cannot keep, call me up, and we'll discuss it. But first, let us go to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. For the Creator says something very important that he will do. And he prophesies something in the book of Isaiah 42, and this is what was prophesied in the book of Isaiah 42. And I'm going to read the 21st verse. And this is what it says. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. I'm here to let my brothers and sisters know Yahweh didn't give us laws that we cannot keep. He didn't give us laws that you only can do in certain geographical locations. What Yahweh gave us are instructions. And if we follow those instructions, those instructions will give us life. One brother might say, well, Yahweh said we only can do this in the land. No, Yahweh told us that there were certain instructions that we were to do in the land. But never did Yahweh say, don't do his instructions. Don't follow his instructions. And you don't have to do his law, because his law are instructions. And that's why he said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. Because Yahweh don't want you to tell people things that he himself never told you. And he never told you that you couldn't keep the law. He never instructed our people and said to them, don't keep the law. As a matter of fact, all the scriptures point to you must keep the law. Let me show you a couple things about the law. But since we in the book of Isaiah, go to Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51, and look what the very first verse and second verse says. It says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yah. And that's what we've been talking about doing, seeking the Most High. That's what we're going to be doing at our conference, talking about seeking Yah. And this is what we plan to do together with our beautiful brothers and sisters, and that is to seek Yah. So, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yah. Look unto the rock which ye are hewn, into the hold of the pit which you are dead. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So the Almighty said, if you want to follow after righteousness, those that seek me, look into the rock from whence you came from. And what rock did we come from? Abraham and Sarah. And when I look under that rock, look what I found. And I want you to see it with your own eyes. In the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. Because I look under that rock frequently. I look at Abraham. I look at Sarah. I look at their life. And I look to see what was so righteous about them that the Almighty said, look to them. And this is what I found that was so righteous about this couple. And look what it says in the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yah appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And he's talking to Isaac. But watch the fifth verse. This is why. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Now, how do I look as an Israelite who is the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Abraham, and I serve the God of Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, how do I look teaching people, telling people, and even doing it myself, not obeying the voice of Yah, not keeping his charge or his commandments, or his statutes, or his laws. Because this is exactly what Abraham did. He kept his laws. He kept his commandments. He kept his statutes. He kept his judgments. And he obeyed his voice. And if Abraham did it, should not we do it? For the Almighty said, look unto the rock from which you were hewn. Look unto Abraham. And when I looked under that rock, he kept the law. He kept Yahweh's instructions. And one might say, well, what instructions were they? It don't matter what instructions they were. He kept them. And there was never a time where Yahweh gave us an instruction that we were not to keep. Anytime Yahweh gave us instructions, we were to keep them. We were not to disregard them or disobey them or do opposite of what he said. We were to follow instructions. And why were we to follow the instructions? Let me show you why. Why are we to follow the law? And let's see. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, let's turn there so you can see exactly why we are to follow the law. Now, there's a lot of people who's under the erroneous impression that we can keep the law in captivity. And I'm going to show you that this is an error. This is not the truth. And I'm here just to tell you the truth. And then we have a lot of people who have marginalized, underestimated the all-seeing eyes of Yah. And they're here in America and other places, and they don't trust. They don't believe that Yahweh sees everything. Yahweh knows everything. And so they can be slack in keeping the Sabbath day. They don't have to pay their tithes. They don't have to keep the holy days. They don't have to acknowledge nothing. And I'm going to show you that these things are in error. But look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And again, I'm open to correction. If I'm saying anything wrong, give me a call and we'll talk about it. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And it says, and it shall come to pass when all these things will come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I said before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, where the Yada Elohim has driven thee. And this is where we are today. We in the midst of all the nations, and now we're calling these things to mind, and we're asking ourselves, should we pay tithes or not? Should we keep the law or not? Should we keep the Sabbath day or not? Should we keep the Day of Atonement or not? Should we keep the Passover or not? We're asking ourselves all these questions, but Yahweh has the answer. And look what he says. Second verse, and thou and shall return unto Yahda Elohim and shall obey his voice according to all. And what is all? According to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahda Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Yahda Elohim have scattered thee. But the Almighty said he wants us to do all what he commanded us. And why did he want us to do all what he commanded us? Look at the 15th verse. Let me show you this. In the same chapter, Deuteronomy 30. It says, see, I have said before thee this day, life and good, and death and evil, is that I command thee this day to love Yahda Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahda Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so thou, that, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other deities, other gods, other Elohim, and serve them, I denounce on you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. In other words, we're not going to sustain ourselves in the land. We're not going to sustain ourselves, period. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, thou both, thou and thy seed may live. And we're talking about your life. And your life is hanging in a balance because somebody is teaching you that you don't have to keep the Creator laws. You don't have to keep his instructions. And his words are a set of instructions. So when I read the Passover, and Almighty said, thou mayest not keep the Passover and all the gates which ye have given thee, but at the place that Yahweh thy Elohim giveth you, there you shall keep the Passover. That's why I keep the Passover. If I'm going to keep the Passover, I'm going to keep it where Yahweh told me to keep it. And that's what it means by following his instructions. I don't tell people don't keep the Passover. I tell people that you got to keep his law. And according to his law, you got to keep the Passover in the land. According to his law, you keep the Passover in his land, in the land that he chose, in the house, as he instructed. And you don't break no bone of it. And so when the Passover comes, since I'm not in that land, I teach these precepts at the time that we will be doing this. But I don't tell people that they can't keep the law and that we don't have to keep the law, because this is an error. Because Yahweh said we must keep all his laws. And you are keeping his laws if you are following his instructions. And Yahweh knew that you was going to be in another man's land. He did that to test you, to see whether you was going to keep his law or not. And let me show you this. Show you a couple things. One is in the book of Esther. Turn there. Turn to the book of Esther. Because once you learn that the laws are instructions, you won't say, well, I don't have to follow these instructions. You just, once you follow the instructions, then you'll know what to do and what not to do. Some of these instructions don't even pertain to you. For instance, sacrifices. That don't pertain to me. Sacrifices pertain to the seed of Aaron. That pertain to the Levites. And these sacrificial laws, they're the ones that had to perform these things. Even if I wanted to make a sacrifice, I couldn't make it myself. I had to get the goat or the lamb, take it to a priest, and they had to offer it for me. So I only had a very little part of it, but I didn't have a whole part of it. And once you start begin to learn the instructions, then you can understand that certain instructions weren't even applying to you. Let us see. But there are certain instructions that apply totally to you. In the book of Esther, this is where we're at. And we're gonna, and I want you to go to the book of Esther, the third chapter. Now, here's some Israelites who were not in their own land. As a matter of fact, they was taken out of their land into active captivity as we are in today. And this is what it says in the book of Esther, the third chapter, starting at the 8th verse. It says, "And Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom." And what was his kingdom? His kingdom was Persia. "And their laws," who laws? Not the king's law, the people who were scattered abroad. "Their laws are diverse from all people." And they was all over this kingdom. They wasn't in no one place. They was all over. Like, we're not just in one place in America. We're all over in America. And people should be looking, man, all over America, man. They got these people, man, and they don't, their laws is different. And look what this says. "And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to allow them." They kept the law. They wouldn't like people today and say, "We can't keep the law because we're in captivity." Because they kept the law in captivity. I know some of our people say, "What law was it? Was it the Sabbath day? Was it the Day of Atonement?" It don't say what law it was. It just said they kept the law. And the word law means instruction. So if they kept Yahweh's instructions, then I'm not going to assume that they broke anything. But what it did not say, they kept some of Yahweh's instructions. They just kept his holy days, or they just kept his dietary laws, or they just kept the moral laws. No, it says they, their laws, their instructions were different and diverse from everybody. And this is put in the book for you and I, so that we won't be deceived to believe and think that we don't have to keep Yahweh laws, because we do. How can you return unto Yah if you don't keep his law? Yahweh said, "Return unto me, and I shall return unto thee." Look what the Creator said in the book of 2 Chronicles. Turn it. 2 Chronicles. Not only in the book of Esther did we keep Yah's laws in captivity. And the scripture says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Let me show you a second witness. That was one. And actually, that's two, because in Deuteronomy 30 chapter, it says, "If we bethink ourselves and blessings and the cursings come to mind in all the places we are scattered, and we return unto Yah with our whole heart, mind, and soul, then Yahweh will have compassion on us." But look what 2 Chronicles says in the 6th chapter. And let's see if this is a consistent truth. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. "And if thy people, Israel, be put to the worst before the enemy." In other words, they in bad straits. They in a very bad place. They put to the worst. You don't get no deeper than the worst. But if they put to the worst, let's see what we're supposed to do. "And if thy people, Israel, be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return." Return where? Home? No, return unto Yah. "And shall return and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest to them and to thy father. In other words, when you return unto Yah, Yah will bring you home again to that land. But what if you don't return? Can you expect to go back home and you ain't even return? Because you're teaching, you're believing, you're under the impression that we don't even have to keep the law in captivity. And Yahweh is constantly and consistently and in truth telling you we must return. 26th verse. It says, then hear thou, when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place, then we have to be at the place. We just pray toward this place. Confess thy name and do what? And turn from their sin. When thou do afflict them, then hear from heaven, forgive the sin of thy servants, of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they shall walk, and send rain upon thy land when thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. In other words, Yahweh will teach us if we return. All you got to do is tell Yah, look here, Yah, I'm sinning. I know I don't know. Please teach me, Yah, so I will know your way. Teach me your way. There are no scriptures that teach you that you don't have to keep the land, the law. These are false understanding that people have. This is not what the word say. The word say keep the law. The word say return unto Yah. And there is no scripture that say don't return. There is no scriptures that say the law. That don't exist except for in the book of the New Testament, as well as the Quran and these other books. But in the Holy Scriptures, the last book of the Holy Scriptures, the book of Malachi, one of the last things it says is, remember the law of Moses, my servant Moses, remember the law. Yahweh never wanted you to forget his instruction, because his instructions was his word. And while we in 2 Chronicles, watch what this is. In 2 Chronicles, we're going to read the 36th verse. 2 Chronicles 36, or 2 Chronicles 6 and 36. If they sin against thee, for there is no man with sin or not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near, yet if they be think themselves in the land whether they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly. If they return to thee with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their captivity, whether they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from heaven, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer, their supplication, maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. All through the book, all through the book, it lets you know that as a people, we must keep Yah's law. There are no scriptures that tell you you don't have to keep the law because you're in captivity. Those are words of men and women. Those are not the words of Yah. They don't even exist in the book, the Holy Scriptures book. Because they do exist in the New Testament, and they do exist in the Quran, but not in the Holy Scriptures. You must keep the law. Furthermore, All we have to do is look at some of our great people who Yah himself called righteous, who Yah himself called perfect, who Yah himself said he loved, he greatly loved. For instance, Daniel. Go to the book of Daniel, the first chapter. The Almighty said about Daniel, he said Daniel was greatly beloved. Greatly beloved. And I wonder why. Why was Daniel so greatly beloved? Well, let me show you why he was so greatly beloved. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, look what it said. And I'm going to start reading at the fourth verse. Or the third verse. And the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such had the ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning and the tongues of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince and the eunuchs gave name, for he gave unto Daniel the name of a deity, and to Hananiah the name of another deity, and to Mishael the name of another deity, and to Azariah another deity. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now here is a man, if we don't have to keep the law in captivity, why is he so worried about defiling himself? He's already in a polluted land. And this is what many of our brothers and sisters teach. Well, you're in a polluted land. You can't be clean anyway. Well, do you actually believe Babylon was an undefiled land? No, it was very defiled in Babylon. The only way it could have been holy is that they kept Yahweh laws, and they didn't. But Daniel did, because he purposed in his heart to do it. And it says, now Elohim had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of eunuchs. Now here's a man, went all the way and purposed in his heart not to defile himself just by what he eat and drink. So you can imagine how he felt about the Sabbath day. You can imagine what he felt about marriage. You can imagine what he felt about honoring our father and mother. Because if he was this dead, set against not defiling himself what he eat, you know he wasn't going to defile the Sabbath day. And we also know that by going to Daniel the 6th chapter. Go to the book of Daniel the 6th chapter. And what are we talking about today? We're talking about keeping the Most High law. For the word law means Torah. Or it's translated Torah. Torah is translated law, which just simply means instruction. These instructions are the Almighty's word. And the Almighty told us to keep all his laws. There are no laws where Yahweh said, don't keep my law. There are no laws that Yahweh said, when you go into the land of your enemies, don't try to keep my law. Don't you do that. That don't exist. that only exists out of mouths of men and women, and it is a truth that it do exist in some books, such as the New Testament and the Quran. But in Daniel, the sixth chapter, this is what it says in the fourth and fifth verse. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they can find none occasion nor fault, because this man was perfect. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his Elohim. In other words, this man is too faithful just to get him on anything. If we're going to find anything on this man, we're going to have to devise a plan where we got to pit the laws of the king against the laws of the Most High. Because rest assured, Daniel is going to keep the laws of the Most High, as the story lets you know he did. And the Almighty lets you know he found no fault still in Daniel. And why? Because he kept his law. And this is what we're talking about today. And where was Daniel? Daniel was in captivity. So why do our people persist on teaching that we don't have to keep the law in captivity? That's like telling your sons and daughters, when you leave my house, you don't have to keep my instructions. So when they act up at school, who do you think they're going to call? They're going to call the parents. As soon as they call and say, look, your child in here cussing, he's disobedient, he's doing all kind of things. And then you're going to pull your child and say, what are you doing? Are you going to lost your mind? What did I tell you when you go to school? What did I tell you to do? Well, if your children have to obey your voice, then why don't you have to obey Yahweh's voice no matter where you go? I don't care where you go. You have to obey Yahweh's voice. Yahweh's voice is not just contained to the land. Yahweh didn't just give you instructions that you just do in the land, honor your father and your mother in the land, that the days may be long, then you just honor your father, mother and father there. Then when you get out the land, I don't got to do it now. Well, I said, get over here. No, I don't got to do that. I don't got to obey you. It says in the land. I don't got to obey you outside the land. You keep the Sabbath day in the land. Then when you get far away from land, I don't got to do that, man. I'm going to the beach on the Sabbath, because I'm not in the land. I don't have to do that in the land. I only have to keep the Sabbath day in the land. That law don't exist. It don't exist. You have to follow Yahweh's instructions no matter where you are. And there are certain instructions saying, look, when you're outside the land, to keep this, I want you to come back to the land and do it, such as the Passover, just as the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the weeks and the Feast of Tabernacles. The Almighty said, I want you to make a pilgrimage all the way to the land to keep this. That's his instructions. Well, since I can't make a pilgrimage, how do I look and say, well, I'm just going to do it here? I'm just going to make my own law? No, we've got to follow Yahweh's instructions. And let me show you what happens when you don't follow Yahweh instructions and what Yahweh said. Let's go to a couple of scriptures so you can see this with your own eyes. Because all the places I took you, Daniel, kept the law in captivity. Esther, our people kept the law in captivity. Second Chronicles, the 6th chapter, said, if you in your enemy's land, if you return unto Yah and pray and confess your sin, what that means? Keep the law in captivity. Deuteronomy 30, if you bethink yourself and return unto Yah with your whole heart and your whole mind, where? In the land of your enemies, in captivity. All these pointing to the same truth, that we got to keep Yahweh's law. And why do you keep his law? No matter where you at, Proverbs the 6th chapter. This is what it says in Proverbs the 6th chapter. And watch what this says in the book of Proverbs 6 and 23. It says, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. What do you think help us to see anything? The law. What did the Creator tell us that this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the nations? It's the law. And what did Yahweh say is the truth? The law. Let me show you this in the book of Psalms 119. In the book of Psalms 119, I'm going to read verse 142. And this is what it says, Psalm 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Yeah, the law is the truth. And if somebody telling you that you don't have to keep Yah's law, what are they telling you? What are they telling you? You don't have to go by the truth. But that's what his law is. It's the truth. It is instructions. It is light. Furthermore, go to the book of Proverbs 28. And again, what are we talking about? We're talking about keeping Yah's law. And, of course, we have some in our community teach that you don't have to keep the law. And then some say you can't keep the law. They'll tell you, well, you can't keep the Sabbath day. You don't supposed to keep the Sabbath day in captivity. Show me where our people kept the Sabbath day. Well, I can show you that our people kept the law, and the Sabbath day was a law. I can show you that. Show me where our people kept the Day of Atonement in captivity. Well, I can show you that our people kept the law. And the Day of Atonement is a law. In the book of Proverbs 28, but what they can't show me is where Yahweh said, don't keep the law. Look what it says in Proverbs 28. And I'm going to start reading at the fourth verse. And look what it says. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with the wicked. All you got to do is keep the law and you contend with the wicked. But if you forsake the law, you praise the wicked. So somebody tell you, you don't have to keep the Sabbath day. You know what they're doing. Because the Sabbath day is a law. That's a law. Fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. That's how I know you must keep the law. Because the more I keep the law, the more understanding I have. When I hear people start saying, well, you don't have to keep the law, and I say, you don't keep it? You don't keep the Sabbath day? No. You don't pay tithes? No. I already see where that goes and how it looks and what they doing. You know, let me tell y'all how it looks. It looks like everybody else. They don't look diverse like they did in Esther. They look just like everybody else. They not keeping the law. They not keeping the Sabbath day. They not paying tithes. They not doing none of those things. And they look just like everybody else. There's nothing diverse about them at all. Nothing. Nothing peculiar. Nothing diverse. They look just like everybody else. And the Almighty told us we had to separate ourselves from everybody else. And then it also says in this same Proverbs 28, 7 verse, watch what it says. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of fools or riotous men shaming his father. And that's what you are. Riotous is someone that's foolish. Just rioting. You know how you in Baltimore they was just tearing up. They just called a riot. It's a riot. That's what a riotous mean. You just tearing up stuff. No shame. No thought. Just lawlessness. But whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. What else in this chapter? Look at the ninth verse. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Now, don't you see how important the law is? Now, can't you see how important it is to keep the law? All you got to do is have a heart to keep the law. And then you ask, say, look here, I want to keep the law of sacrifices. How do I keep it? And we'll tell you. We'll teach you. Well, son, to keep the law of sacrifices, first of all, you got to be a priest, a son of Aaron, to offer sacrifice. That's number one. Number two, the Creator said, according to his instructions, it only can be done one place and one place only, and that's in Jerusalem. Number three, it has to be done on the altar. Number four, the priests that do it must be clean. And number five, there's only a certain type of animal that can be used. And that certain type of animal is one without blemish. Those are the instructions. And then, so my question to them is, can you do that? Sure you can do it if all those things were available to you. Sure you can. I wouldn't tell nobody you can't do this. But if all those things are not available, don't worry about it. Yahweh put you in a position, now you don't have to worry about that. Because you don't have the priesthood set up. You don't have the altar set up. You're not in Jerusalem. But I'm never going to tell anyone that you can't keep Yahweh's law. Because Yahweh said you must keep his law. You must. Then, if you want to comment on anything that I'll share with you tonight, or have any questions, or disagree, give me a call, 347-838-8963, and we'll talk about it. Now, I'm going to go to my beautiful brothers and sisters. I'm going to got a caller, 404 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, my brother?
Praise the mighty Yah. Away Yehoshua out of the house of Israel in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the mighty Yah. Good to hear from you. I hadn't heard you in a few weeks. So praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. I've been here and I've definitely been listening. I've been letting other people make comments. And as you talked today about instructions and how important instructions were, something came to mind to me that sometimes a lot of people forget. You read in the book of Deuteronomy where it said, talks about the curses and the blessings and returning to me. But I want to read something in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, dealing with what you was talking about, these instructions. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness to people. Yah will rise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, because you are keeping his instructions, you're keeping his laws. That's how the Almighty glory comes upon you, by doing what he commands you to do, by following all his instructions, following all his laws, following all his commandments. And this is the blessing that he promised to you. He said, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings and brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes and all around and see. They all gather together and they come to you. Your sons from afar and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall be swelled with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned over to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you, because you followed the instructions, because you was part of that remedy, because you did exactly what he commanded you to do, which is the law. And anybody that's teaching anything contrary to the law, then they're doing you a disservice, and they're just giving you some more false information. And unfortunately, our people give too much erroneous and false information. You know, I was having a conversation with some brothers, and one of the things that our people have fear in is that man. They have fear in man. They have fear in that there's going to be some nuclear wasteland here in this country, and that the Almighty is going to destroy this land, and if we don't get ourselves up out of here, we're going to get caught in a destruction. And what brings to mind to me is in the book of Genesis how the Almighty dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, he went all the way down and said, if I send 10 righteous in a city, I would save that whole city for 10 righteous sake. And our people forget those instructions too often. And they forget that the Almighty, he's a deliverer. And it's just a blessing that you told about the very thing that we kind of were speaking about last week, about instructions. Instructions, what the Almighty wants us to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And I just wanted to share that with you and your listening audience tonight, because sometimes we don't trust in the Almighty with all of our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're absolutely right. And just to ask for what you're talking about in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, I'd like to read something there. And you're absolutely right. We have allowed ourselves to be not peculiar, but we allowed ourselves to be just like everybody else. It wasn't good that we asked for a king. And the reason we asked for a king is because we wanted to be like everybody else. And still to this day, we want to be like everybody else. And since other people don't keep the law, we don't want to keep the law. And since other people are not diverse, we don't want to be diverse. We want to be just like everybody else. And this is how we look, like everybody else, not keeping the law. The only way we can look any different at all is that we keep the law. And this is what it says in Jeremiah 17, the fifth verse. Thus says Yah, cursed be the man that trusted in man and making flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yah. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land, and not inhabit it. Blessed is the man that trusted in Yah and whose hope Yah is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spread it out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat coming. But her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So there's blessings when we trust in the Most High. But there's a curse when we trust in man and allow our hearts to depart from the Most High. And your heart surely will depart from Yah if your heart depart from His law. And I'm encouraging our people that they got to take another look at the Creator's law. For the Almighty said He will magnify the law and make it honorable. These laws are honorable, and we have to see the honor in them. We don't run away from the law. We embrace the law. And so this is what we're trying to tell our people tonight. So your words are definitely taken under consideration, and they are the truth. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And stay on, and I'm going to get some of our other callers again. Give us a call. 347-838-8963. And what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the law. We're talking about keeping the law. We're talking about how one can keep all of Yah's law. You don't have to worry about, man, we can't keep this law. Well, what you work about it? You can keep all Yah's law. It's just that you got to learn how to follow the instructions. The Almighty said, well, you have a male child and a female child. You unclean for 7 days. Or a male child, you're unclean for total 33 days, and a female child, you're unclean for 66 days. And then the Almighty add another 7 days on to that, which is a total of 40 days for the male, for you to bring an offering to him. And another 7 days for the female, which makes it 80 days, or not 7 days, 14 days for the female makes it 80 days, 40 for the male, 80 for the female. He said, well, we can't keep that here in America. Well, yes, you can. You can keep the uncleanness laws. Now, you can't keep the laws that deal with the ritual of cleansing. Particular laws were done in the land because you had to take an offering to Yah. And you can't come to Yah unless you follow that instruction. But Yah is not expecting you to come before Him and you in America. He sent you out of His land. He had the robbers and the enemies come and tear down the temple. Yah did that. So He's not even expecting you to come to the land to bring Him anything, because He did that to you. But don't tell nobody you can't keep the law, because if they see one law, they can, well, if I don't have to keep that, I don't have to keep that, I don't have to keep that, I don't have to keep that. And now you got our people teaching you don't have to keep nothing. Now they don't call themselves Christians, but they still teaching you don't have to keep the law. They don't call themselves Muslims, but they still teaching our people that you don't have to keep the law. And this is what the religious people are telling our people. The same thing Israel is telling our people. You don't have to keep the law. And I'm telling you, you got to keep the law. Our people kept the law, even in captivity. Again, you have any comments, questions at all, give us a call. 347-838-8963. all through the scriptures, the Almighty said, we got to keep the law, all through the scriptures. And I'm going to show you a couple more things, but before I do that, we got another caller. 513 area code. Let's go to them.
Yeshaya.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, my beloved elder? Elder Elijah.
Yes, sir. Happy to talk to you and blessings on your family. The instructions of Yah in captivity are very important. Without them, I would be dead in a much more literal way. So no one can tell me, at least as a soul witness, that you, as the descendant of slaves, do not need the instructions of Yah today, because everything that you've said in Moreh Yehoshua, you know, our being kicked out of the land, the temple being destroyed, all that's letting us know you better be getting on to this instruction and this law so you can stop being destroyed and dying, which is all a part of our great King's word. So I just wanted to confirm or give a witness to what you're saying about the vital importance of keeping Yah's instructions. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah. And you're absolutely right, Elder. You brought up the temple. Here it is, the temple. Even though the Almighty allowed the temple to be destroyed, and this is the place where we took our sacrifices. This is the place where we took our offerings. This is the place where we spread our hands and kneel down and worship the Most High Yah. This is the place where the altar was, where the sacrifices was made on. This is where we had to take the offering when we had a male child or a female child. All these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how merciful Yah is and how beautiful Yah is, even though the temple is torn down, the Almighty said, even if we're in the land of our enemies,
hallelujah,
and we face, just face that place and return unto Him and confess our sin, He will hear from heaven and forgive us. In other words, now we don't have to go to the altar. Now we don't have to kill nothing. All we got to do is face that place and return to Yah.
Praise Yah.
And He will hear from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And so we got to praise Yah.
Praise, I'm telling you, glorify Him. Magnify
this
law. Magnify, bring it on up. Illuminate.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Carry on, brother. I love you, and I pray God.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. And we got another caller. One of our other callers came in. I don't know if he's still there. Let me go. Shalom. And I'll come back to him. I think you might have got cut off. Again, if you have any comments, any questions at all, 347-838-8963. And one of the last things the Almighty told us to do in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse, it says, remember ye the law of Moshe, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all the Israel with the statutes and the judgment. Remember. Remember the law. There are no scriptures that say you forget the law. There are no scriptures that tell you not to keep the law. Can you even conceive and imagine? Ask yourself, and I just want you to consider this. What is the punishment for those who keep the Sabbath day? What is the punishment if you keep the Sabbath day? There's no punishment for you keeping the Sabbath day. There's a blessing. But there is a punishment for you breaking the Sabbath day. What is the punishment if you kept the Day of Atonement in captivity? What is the punishment? No punishment for you keeping the Day of Atonement in captivity. I want to read that punishment. There's no punishment for that. But there is a punishment for those who work the Day of Atonement, who break it. Do y'all get it? Do y'all understand it? I hope you do, because the law is your life and the length of your days. Again, if you have any comments, questions at all, give us a call, 347-838-963. And what are we talking about? We're talking about keeping Yah's law. Keeping his law. And there are many people who teach that you don't have to keep Yah's law. You don't have to keep his Sabbath. You don't have to keep his holy appointments. There are people who are teaching that the law is done away with. For the law to be done away with, then Yah's word is done away with. Truth is done away with. For the law is the truth. These are the things that I want you to consider when you go to teach our people. All you have to do is teach our people Yah's instruction, and they will know whether this instruction or not pertain to them. They will know. After you teach them the instructions on sacrifices, they wouldn't dare try to make a sacrifice in the land of their enemies, because they will know there's only one place that they can make sacrifices at. Just by telling them and teaching them the instructions, which is the law. They wouldn't dare try to kill a Passover in America. Why? Because the instructions, after you teach them the instructions, they will know. The only place that I can kill the Passover is in Jerusalem. Once you teach them the instructions, then they will know that the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Tabernacles, we had to make pilgrimage to Jerusalem and rejoice there before him. They will know that, the instructions. And what are the instructions? The instructions are the law. Brothers tell you, you don't have to wear those ZZs. You don't have to wear no fringes. Where does it say that at? Where do it say you don't have to wear fringes? And what is the punishment to the individual that wear fringes? And I can understand why somebody telling you not to wear fringes, because the people telling you that are also telling you you don't have to keep the law. And why do you wear the fringes? You wear the fringes so you won't go a horn after your own eye, your own mind, but you remember to keep Yah's law. And they don't want you to remember to keep his law because it's not relevant, because you can't keep it anyway. Then why did Yahweh tell us to remember the law of Moses? Why did Yahweh tell us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Why did he say these things if we were not to do it? If we were not to do it. If you can't keep these things, I want to know punishment for those who keep Yahweh's laws. What is the punishment? This is what the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. I want you to see this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and I will start at the first verse, and watch what this says. And it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yada Elohim to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yada Elohim will set thee on high above all nations of earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh Elohim. But watch the 15th verse in Deuteronomy 28. In the 15th verse, this is what it says. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Look like to me, if you keep Yah's law, you're going to be blessed. But if you break his law, you're going to be cursed. So who are these people that teach that you can't do Yah's law, that you shouldn't do Yah's law, and that Yah's laws are done away with? Who are these? Look what it says in Deuteronomy 27. And watch the 26th verse. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. You got to confirm this law. And you just can't confirm this law with lip service. You got to confirm the law to do them. And so, when people say you can't keep a law, you can't keep Yahweh's instructions, ask them, what's the punishment if I keep Yahweh's instructions? I want to know what the punishment is. If I keep the law, what is the punishment? Because I can show you the punishment for not keeping this law. But I can't show you a punishment for keeping his law. I can show you some blessings, but I can't show you no curses. Again, my brothers and sisters, I want you to consider this. Why? Because we're in the last days. Why? Because Yah said, return unto me, O backsliding Israel. Return unto me, and I shall return unto you. Why you think there's only going to be a remnant saved? For the remnant of our people that Yahweh talked about being saved, this remnant are those whose law is in their heart and who decided that they was going to return to Yah, so that Yah can return to them. And this remnant, the Almighty said he was going to take with him. And he called this remnant the meek of the earth, because they humbled themselves enough to say that their ways are not right by not keeping Yahweh's laws. Their meekness is telling them that the only one that's is the ways of Yah. And if you keep in anything other than his ways, you're not keeping anything right. Because the only thing is right is his ways. Truly, I hope what I'm saying you really understand. But if you don't, give me a call, 919-931-6216. And I pray also that you take the words that I'm telling you under consideration. For the law is your life and the length of your days. Truly, Yahweh gave you these laws, statutes, commandments, and judgments because he loved you. Truly, Yahweh loved you, and so do I. Praise Almighty Yah, and let me be it, my beloved brothers and sisters. Shalom.